City Council meeting to order. Make note that today is the official birthday of Abraham Lincoln. And if you would all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for the Lord's blessing upon this city and upon the council as we make our decisions tonight. And now if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Y'all be pleased, be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call, and we have all council members are present. We'll move to item 1.5, which is our citizen input. Tonight, this is a segment of the city council meeting where citizens have an opportunity to address the council. If you would like to address the council, please raise your hand and I'll give you up to 5 minutes to address the council. So, Rob? Simmons, yeah? Just state your name and address for the record, Rob, and go right ahead.
My name's Rob Simmons. I live at 455 South 18th Avenue here in town. I put some notes on my phone. And I hate to admit it, but I'm getting close to needing glasses, but I'm going to see if I can make this work. This is the second time I've been here to speak about this specific issue. I had a chance to talk to Mayor Logan, and I had a chance to talk to Gina about this since, but it's in regard to our snow removal policies. And from what I could tell, I kind of searched through municipal code to find out, but I don't think there's an actual municipal code that says how we remove snow. So I'm assuming it's just a policy probably within Public Works. First of all, thank you for giving me this time to speak as well. But the first time I came, I really was coming from the perspective of a business owner on Main Street, kind of the feelings of what it feels like to try to clear snow when it's been pushed on your sidewalk. Some of you may remember that, but for those who weren't here or don't remember, the feeling would just, the snow gets pushed onto the sidewalk, we shovel it, there's really nowhere in front of my office to shovel it except back on the street, then it ends up back on the sidewalk, so we just play a game back and forth. I went to try to push snow off it this weekend, and there was about a 2.5 foot drift in front of my office, so I had to call someone to remove it, which I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I just thought maybe there's a better way to do it, or a way that, I shouldn't say better, it's better in my mind, but maybe it's just more conducive to helping business owners and also making our city look better. But I want to come from a little different perspective as just a resident this time. When I drive down Main Street, it bothers me when I see most of our sidewalks on Main don't get shoveled. I was looking for a municipal code. I had heard that there was a code for that, but I couldn't find one that really said shoveling snow. It had to do with obstructions in the sidewalk. Seemed like it was more long-term obstructions, but you guys might have an idea of that if there is a code. But if there is a code and we don't enforce it, I personally don't like it when we have things with the school district that are rules that we don't enforce, because it just gotten to a point where it's too hard to, or we just don't do it. But if we were to enforce that code, I think we'd have to change the way we remove snow. I think if I'm a business owner and the city says to me, you have to clear your street, put it into the gutter, we'll push it to the center of the road and deal with it from there, I'm going to be more apt to comply with that. But if I have a parking lot that and an entrance that's not right off Main Street, then I don't have a lot of incentive to clear my sidewalk, right? I'm going to clear my parking lot for my customers to park. I want to make sure they can get into the door. But you go on some of these that have parking lots off of Main Street, and those sidewalks are just, right now, I mean, they're 2 feet deep in some areas, but it's not always like that. But what I wonder is, how do our citizens travel Main Street on foot then when there is snow? And I don't mean a snowfall like this. This is obviously kind of crazy, but even if we have 4 or 5 inches and it ends up on a sidewalk, and then we have 4 or 5 inches a week later and it ends up on the sidewalk, how do our citizens travel? Also, it doesn't look very good when you're driving down Main Street and you can't see the sidewalks. I just don't think it's that becoming to drive down our main street and see that. So what I would suggest, and this is, I don't expect a decision to be made. I really think there should be a lot of conversation and dialogue on this, but what I would suggest is that wherever we have businesses or just street parking, even that, and a turn lane, that we consider pushing it to that center turn lane. And I know that you have to clear it out from the turn lane at the intersections, but there's a half a block there that you could pile snow in and leave it there if you wanted to. And in my opinion, there's a lot of cities that do that, and it's not going to be a real obstruction. So that's my request, that the council and the mayor considers that as a potential policy change or even a code if need be. But that was it. If there's any questions for me, I'll take them, but if not.
Actually, there was quite a bit of discussion after the first time you visited. I think it was 2 years ago, the last time we had a really good snow event. But this one was unusual. Saturday, you really couldn't do anything to fight it.
Right.
I know, because we had to shut our facility down first time in 30 years. You just kept pushing it, and it came back.
Right.
What I think the plan was, what we were going to do there, was we were going to put it in the center of the road, because we knew that we didn't have the side of the street to put it on, and then later come back and haul it off when we had the opportunity to do it. After, you know, midnight or something, we'd come in and we'd get dump trucks and we'd move it off. But I don't think that got enacted. You know, right now today, we spent the whole day yesterday and today hauling off snow piles out at the factory so that we could literally park cars again. You know, that's what kind of an event we had this time.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have a long discussion on how we could handle that, because we know that's a very critical area, because you guys are right up to your storefronts are right up to the face of the street.
Right.
There's no in between. And if they throw the snow up, they're throwing it right in your door yard,
yeah.
You know, right in your door. So, sorry. I apologize from the city's, you know, but the same thing is that we had to have the streets open, and we did our best. Now we can address it. If there's something that needs to be done to address your issue, maybe we can help you out there.
Okay. Well, I do want to say that I do appreciate all the work that the Public Works did. I mean, they really cleared roads off fast, and they're very quick and they're efficient. I don't know if it's going to create more work for them, and that's not my intent. Hopefully it's just doing it differently. And then in the end, it's workable. So that's my desire. I know this, and I think this has been our second snowfall. Kind of. There was a little bit of a split between last week, but it was pushed the same way last week, even with just a few inches.
Yeah.
I think so.
But maybe the plan didn't get communicated after the last discussion
sure,
we had.
I understand.
But we can certainly do something to try to remediate the situation today. Now that it's kind of lulled a little bit, we're supposed to have ice rain tonight. It looks like snow or rain. I don't know.
So one of the things Terry brought up last year, the problems with putting the snow in the center of the road with the crown up there, and once it starts melting off, then it creates a sheet of ice going down Main Street.
Yeah, that's why we talked about hauling it off.
And I have heard that as well. I just know that there's a lot of cities that still do it, and so I don't hear about people sliding all over the place on their road, their main streets, and different than ours. So, I in theory that makes sense, but I would think that everyone would stop doing that if that affected the streets that much. I would just assume that. I know Connell Shelter goes to the middle, and they actually have a person with a four-wheeler who clears off the businesses' sidewalks into the street for them. They contract with someone to do that. I'm not asking for that. I've got the four-wheeler to do that. I just not this weekend. I buried it. So thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Is there any other citizen input? Yeah. Roger.
Roger Anns, live at 1150 East Oak. As a citizen. Snow plowing, I think the city did an awesome job. The plows just ran and ran and ran. Yes, they shoved it in the driveway and I shoved it off and they shoved it again, but that's the game we play. I won though. My pet peeve is all the cars in the streets. I just hate that. These plows go along and just bury them in there. There's cars that don't drive, that haven't moved for months. I would like to see some kind of a code come in. Cars have to move. every week or so, or get them off the street. Or also 2 to 3 car parking off street for every residence. So just, that's my pet peeve. Mm-hmm. But yes, the city did a very good job cleaning roads.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No. Is there anyone else? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move to item 2, which is the approval of tonight's agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to item 3, the consent agenda.
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
Approve.
Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll now move to the current business. 4.1 is recycling information. Last city council meeting before the postponements, the council had a discussion that was initiated from a private citizen who lives in the county who had asked for an additional dumpster to collect plastic recyclables. And so the council had asked the mayor to find out what would that involve and what would the cost be. And so I did some research and I discussed with Mark Wash of Consolidated Disposal, and they are the ones who currently provide the existing recycling containers that are just south of Pioneer Park. And they currently accept cardboard, newspaper, aluminum, and tin cans. But Mark also said that China doesn't want plastic recyclables from the U.S. any longer. And the reason is because our shipments contain 40 to 60% garbage. And so they got tired of sorting our garbage out of the plastic. And now they won't accept anything less that has less than 0.5% garbage. And Mark just said there just isn't any way we can meet that kind of a threshold. He did point out that two other communities, one in Quincy and one in Moses Lake, they have a single stream program. They crush it all together into a brick where it's picked up by a recycler from the Seattle area. As I was coming back from Spokane the other day, I saw one of those trucks and it had these crushed bricks sitting on the back. It was kind of cool. So the way it works there is they provide the residents in Moses Lake curbside pickup twice a month. In addition, the city pays $96 per ton for the processing of the recyclables so that they can remove the garbage. They do a dump and pick and sort through all the debris to get to the recyclables, and then they divide that up, you know, the aluminum, the paper, and the plastic, or in the cardboard. And then once those are crushed into bricks, it costs $100 per ton to have a recycler in the Seattle area come and pick it up. He mentioned that Moses Lake and Quincy City Council have talked about ending their program, but they've not made that decision yet, because if they want to install a new program later, closing down now would hamper any renewed effort to recycle. So getting to the cost, which is the highlighted part, the cost for the city to implement a program for plastic would include a rental of a new container, which would be somewhere between $50 and $100 a month, and $100 per load to pick up the plastic, and $96 per container to remove the garbage from the recyclables. The other thing I didn't put in here was the $100 per ton for the Seattle recycler to come pick up our garbage. So those are what the costs are. So he thinks that now's not a good time for us to try to implement a program for plastics. He mentioned that Adams County is not currently interested in restarting their recycling program that they used to run by the Reichert Show House. And then he went on to explain how plastic works. Plastic is graded into 7 categories, 1 being the best, and when they will accept 1 and 2, they can actually make the program break even and maybe even make a little money on plastics grades 1 and 2, which happen to be milk jugs, apple and juice jug containers. classifications 3 through 7 are mostly the rest and are expensive to recycle because they don't have a lot of real plastic in them. And so he suggested, and this is my recommendation, that we don't implement a recycling program for plastics at the moment, but we can revisit it when it's time to renegotiate our contract with Consolidated. That we renegotiate every 2 years. Our next time period for that would be July of 2020. So that's my report. That's where we're at. Those are the costs. So if the council would like to proceed, I'm going to need a motion to move forward, and then we're going to have to make those arrangements with Consolidated. If the council would like to wait and come around, we can talk again about a curbside, which we did the last, I think it was, if it wasn't the last time, it was the time before, we talked about a curbside like they have in Moses Lake. I just need direction from the council.
I say wait until the talks.
Wait until we renew, or until we, yeah. Okay. Then let's move to item 4.2 or 3, I guess it says here, ecology 50% forgiveness loan acceptance. And Spencer, you have some information for the council?
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor. Council, I have a loan for your consideration tonight. In 2017, the city contracted with our city engineers, Varela, to work on our wastewater facility planning. There were three contracts specifically. These three contracts right here that we contracted with them. And in the meantime, we applied for a loan through the Department of Ecology that helps to fund this program. It's just under $400,000. This project here is just under $400,000. The loan through the Department of Ecology has a maximum of $375,000. It has a low interest rate, 0.7% interest. The good thing about this loan is that it's a 50% forgivable loan, which means that half of it is grant. It's not called grant. They don't call it grant. They call it 50% forgivable. Tonight, the term is 5 years, and tonight I attached a resolution that, if approved, would be the council accepting this loan. If we do accept this loan, we would only borrow up to the amount that we need. Right now, these projects here total about
$379,000.
About, yeah, just, so it's just under that. So we would only borrow up to that amount. And then because there's early payoff available, we don't have to pay it slowly over 5 years. But we could pay it all off by the end of this year if we wanted, or next year.
But by accepting the loan, we get the opportunity for the 50% loan forgiveness.
Yeah, which is what makes it worth it. If it didn't have the 50% forgivable piece, we have the money in our sewer fund to just pay for these projects.
Right.
With a 0% interest rate. But because
is it a guarantee that it's forgivable, though?
Sorry?
Is it guaranteed that it's forgivable?
I haven't heard otherwise.
Yeah,
I haven't heard otherwise.
When do we find out that it will be forgiven?
You know, after we receive it, I guess. I don't know the answer to that question.
If it's not forgiven, then we could turn around and just pay it off.
We would. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this 50% forgiveness, is this a one-time deal? I know here last year, year before, we were talking about forgivable loan, but it was a one-time shot. So if we take this now, are we going to be eligible for it later in the future? When it comes time to start doing some really doing
I don't
some
believe
stuff
this is a one-time shot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is how I believe the genesis of this took place, is this was through some conversations that we had at IACC conference with Cynthia Wall, who's our, and Megan Rounds, who we interact with through the Department of Ecology, Varela, and ourselves. I think this is funds that they have within their budget, within the Department of Ecology budget in the eastern section, and they like what we're doing here in Othello. And as a result of that relationship, Corey, I think that's why we got this. So in other words, it's just something that they decided we want to give this to Othello. Okay?
And it's basically 0.7% interest, less than 1% interest?
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the resolution to accept the loan from the Department of Ecology.
Thank
Second.
You.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Can you change the meeting council date on that?
We'll change that on the resolution tomorrow.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you.
Now we'll move to item 4.4, which is the Well 10 Pump Station Reservoir Water Main Consultant Agreement for Design and Construction Phase Services. And we have with us tonight City Engineer Sean O'Brien.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. What I bring before you is an amendment to the Varela agreement that for engineering services. This addresses generally four projects. There's a Well 10 drilling project, Well 10 pump house project, which will follow up after the well's been drilled, transmission main, water main transmission main that will connect that well to our city system, and then a reservoir project, Reservoir 4, that's going to be built out on Lee and 14th. This is an amended one. I do have the original proposal from Varela that kind of off the record, but just want to take one of those and pass it on. Yeah. We've taken quite a bit of work out of the original proposal because I'm here. So hopefully I can make myself worthwhile. And in this project, or in this amendment, we did leave some money for several of the tasks in case I can't tackle, if I get overwhelmed. There's about $79,000 of this $339,000 that hopefully we'll eliminate. The plan wasn't for them to be covering it, and it'll be kind of the backup plan if I can't keep up with the reservoir project, which we're pretty much taking completely out of the mix from Varela, and we're going to handle that in-house. So in the sheets that was in the council agenda, there's a little mark next to all the ones that the dollars or the hours that are just for backup. So between that and streamlining, I'm hoping that we'll come well under this $339,000 amendment to the agreement. But we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But essentially, we need to have you vote on it. And if we approve this, this will get Varela moving forward on the pump house project, or on the well drilling project. And I've already started working on getting plans and specs together for the reservoir. Once the well's been drilled, then the pump house construction and the water main construction would take place, and those would probably be more late in 2019 or more likely into early 2020. So I guess it's the action that would have to be taken is a motion to approve, but I can answer any questions that you have.
Council? I have one. Mm-hmm. Well 10 drilling. I would rather see Aspects Consulting do the design on the well. Okay. Now, this $46,000 that we're attributing to the drilling design and construction, mm-hmm. We're saying that Varela's got that in there as a cost.
That $46,000 is on top of what they were proposing Aspect to provide. Aspects subcontract with, well, Varela actually had, the plan was the city and Aspect would have a contract directly with
yes.
each other for $108,000. Everything that Aspect does except for testing the rock samples, which I think they sub that out to a testing lab that does it, is all stuff that I've done multiple times with City of Moses Lake well projects. So I've been in talk with Tim Flynn of Aspect and trying to figure out what role, whether he would be willing to kind of be, have an agreement for a retainer, kind of the same thing, whereas if there's something that comes up that I don't feel comfortable with, we can rely on him. But the more and more I've looked at this site and some of the well logs in the area, it should be a pretty open and shut case, almost identical to.
So then my next question is, what do they need $50,000 for then?
To put together the plans and specs, but there's going to be more oversight on their, the hours that they feel are needed per sheet of plans and specs.
You know, and I printed it out and went through it. There's 296 hours worth of design work on just drafting the sketches?
Yes.
The plans? You know, under item, so 11 or task 11.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of hours to make up drawings when you're sitting at a CAD desk.
When you're drilling a well, there's not too much to draw up. It's
point. Well, task 11 is the pump station designs, you know?
Yes, the pump station that is designing the building and the plumbing. And I've talked with the mayor that we'll see how it goes, but those are, once again, things that I think we can take on more. But at this point, not knowing what my workload's gonna be with private projects, coming in, plan reviews and inspections in the field, and what the schedule of the pump house project will even be. If the well drilling project gets out and goes smoothly, we could be having this project go out this fall and maybe trying to get a foundation before winter hits. If things are going slower, then it may be more of a springtime project. But this is a not to exceed amount, but we will be overseeing that. I will be overseeing them much, I think, closer than it has been in the past.
Okay, good. And so basically, when they go to perform each one of these tasks, they will come to you and ask you to get started on that task. And you will provide oversight on the cost associated to each one of these tasks.
I will be working with them, and I mean, they'll be giving us monthly bills, and yes, there'll be questions.
Sean will be reviewing them.
There will be questions. I've been through these before, and if we don't like their product or the timing, and we will take on more and more of it. But it's just, at this point, I don't know how much I can bite off. I'm a one-man show, but hopefully I'm covering my salary many times over.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you, Sean. Any other questions, Council? Okay, with that, I'd entertain a motion to approve this contract amendment with Varela as proposed by our city engineer.
Make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Moved to item 5. Is there any unfinished business tonight? Go to item 6.1. This is just an announcement that the stakeholder meeting for the SR-26 WashDOT study, corridor study on Highway 26 from, what is that road? Thacker Road up to 14th Avenue. That'll be held two weeks from anyway, Monday, February 25th from 1 to 3:30 p.m. here at the City Council Chambers. And then the last one again was the item 6.2, snow plowing discussion. And we heard from Mr. Simmons, we heard from Mr. Enns, and so I just wanted to put this item on the agenda. I'm sure all you guys have heard about the snow and seen the snow and had to plow and had to dig, and so I'm just ready to entertain any discussion about that you want to.
So one of the things that Mr. Enns brought up was the cars parked on the street. I talked to Terry yesterday, and that is a big problem. He's especially up in Olson's new area with all the cars parked up there, and so we do need to work on figuring something out. But like I said, he's in agreement with Roger that it's a big problem.
As far as the Main Street, I'm kind of in agreement with Rob, is that I think that maybe we could change our procedure for snow plowing and make our sidewalks more clear for people to walk on. But at the very least, I know that there is a new proposed, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you've heard this from Ann, with Planning Commission, that there's a new proposed commercial area that runs from 4th down to Broadway and then along First, where we have businesses that have no parking other than the street. And at the very least, I think that we could adjust our snow plowing in those areas for those businesses that have no place to put it. Like Rob said, other than throwing it back out in the street and then it gets plowed right back on the sidewalk. And it is, we keep saying that we want to be business friendly, and it's an obstruction for those businesses and for their customers to be able to get into their businesses. Whereas a business that has, like mine, that has a lot that we can kind of plow to certain areas and get rid of that snow, they don't have that ability.
Mm-hmm. Did we agree here a couple years ago?
Well, I think it was last year. We went through this with I think Rob came to council.
Yeah, somebody.
And we went through this, and I did. And, you know, unfortunately, I have not had time, along with everybody else with the snow and everything, I have not had time to go through and to pick out the minutes where we did that. We talked about we wanted that area where they don't have parking to be plowed differently.
Plow it and stack it up on that lot. That
didn't. Yeah, we were talking about pushing it down.
I remember
further.
Pushing it.
You could push it to the middle and then clear it down, or you could push it all the way down and into the lot.
I think that's what we talked about. On them lots by where the clinic used to be and the library and Rob's place, take all that snow off the sidewalks and pile it up in that corner for now. So we don't go through what he's going through right now, you know, back and forth.
But it needs, if we're gonna say this, it needs to be a permanent change in our procedure or policy or whatever we want to call it for Public Works. And I know that we don't want to create any more work for them, because I've been on that end of it. But mm-hmm. I also know that we don't want to impede the business here in town and impede their customers. It is a little bit different situation, because we're taking all of the snow off of Main Street, off of a city right of way, and plowing it up onto their sidewalk, and then expecting them to remove all of it. So a little bit different situation as to the businesses that have the room or the area that it at least can pile it up. And that's my thoughts on it. So.
Yeah, Chief.
I'm hearing which way council's going. I came from a city where we did plow it into the middle of the street, and then we would remove it from there with a dump truck and a front loader. And I'm going to suggest that we not store it in the street, because in the times that we couldn't get it removed fast enough, we made ice rinks out of all of our streets. And that's going to put since Terry is out playing on snow plows instead of coming to city council meetings, I'm going to throw him under that bus right now.
You're throwing him
under the pile. It would need to be removed from the streets and not left piled, because then it's going to melt, freeze, melt, freeze, melt, freeze. We're going to be dealing with a mess.
And that's what we talked about.
Yeah.
I'm positive.
Yeah.
Removing it.
Because I think you made that same point last year.
Removing it or putting it in the vacant lot?
Removing it to a vacant lot, but removing it from the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we look at the areas that need that service.
I was going to say, besides that, what, I mean, because we have the same issue, but we just have a contract, the person that comes and cleans our sidewalks is as needed. Besides that strip mall, like there, what other places infected that area?
Well, it's basically from 4th down to Broadway, and then 1st Avenue down. Where the businesses are on First Avenue, they don't have parking, a lot of parking.
That's a lot of snow to store.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
We found curbs and those parking bumpers and all that kind of stuff in the piles once you got done melting. They just all get scooped up.
But it's not all the time, so.
No.
I mean, we have to do something about it. It's needed. You just have to figure out what the best scenario is.
And I know that, like I said, I know the Planning Commission is looking at a new commercial district, and it's basically encompasses those businesses that do not have parking, that have just street front parking, and it's from like 4th to Broadway and those First Avenue businesses. And if we could at least adjust our policy for that area.
Okay. Well, let's give the mayor a chance to communicate with his public works director and with his new engineer and develop a plan and then come back to the council with the plan. Because we know we have a situation there. We, as council members, shouldn't be responsible for solving the problem. We should, you know, vote on the presentation that's made to solve the problem. So let's do that. I mean, we've all had some very good suggestions. We've dealt with it in committee and from the streets committee standpoint, and let's go ahead and get something put together, and then Sean can bring it as a motion. And we'll review it.
So I want to go back to a couple of things. In my travels on Sunday, I ran into Eric and Meredith Schaefer. Meredith Schaefer is from Connecticut. She said in her town in Connecticut, when it started to snow and you had a car on the street, you got a ticket. And that was because it just made it impossible to have to do this. And so they would just get written a ticket for having their car parked on the street when snow plows were going by or when it was going to snow. And then that solved the problem of people being out on the street or parking on the street. I know there are places in town, there is no off-street parking for some apartments and homes. And if their alley isn't plowed, they can't get in and out of their alley. So those are just some things that they have done in other places. You guys all know this intuitively, but I'm gonna have to let you know that Saturday, the Public Works Department and the plowers worked for 22 hours. They came back on Sunday, they worked another 8 hours, and then they came back yesterday and worked another 4 hours on plowing. And he said that after all of that, in order to get somebody and more, he said you would have had to get a whole new crew in order to go out and start removing snow that we had piled in the middle. They have one 5-yard dump truck, and that's all they have to do that kind of removal. They don't really have all the equipment they would need to do this on a 4-block basis from 4th to Broadway and from
basically Reichert Show House all the way up past the old Quo Test Lab. So either the city's going to do it, or we're going to ask the businesses to do it themselves. And if the businesses do it themselves, it'll be cheaper for them, because somehow we're going to have to pass the cost on if we're going to ask the Public Works Department to do, because you're going to have to pay more overtime, and you're going to have to, it may not be at the opportune time for them to do this work. So that would create, they would have to create a new schedule. But with regard to policy, City Council sets the policy. So if this is the policy the City Council wants to set, I'll carry it out, and I'll work it out with the Public Works Department, and this is what we need to do. If the City Council wants to think about it some more, that's fine. We can come back, we can discuss it again. But I need you to know that right now, the city's priority, and number one priority, is to keep the streets open. That's our first priority, is to keep the streets open so that emergency vehicles, that fire trucks, ambulances, police cars can get around the city. Secondarily, citizens can get around the city. After the arterials are done, then they go to the residences. Nobody likes to get out there and shovel. I was out shoveling for hours on Sunday, just like some of you guys were. I don't like it, but I also don't like being left in my house where I can't get out of it. So people came, though, and I can't tell you how many times I got helped over the weekend, and other people got helped, because people, they do step up in this small community, and they do help their neighbors, and they do. And I know I guess the thing is, I just want everybody to keep in perspective that this is only a couple of times every 5 years or so that this really is, it becomes an issue. So with that, I just need the council to give me direction. If you want me to put together a plan and you want us to do that, then the city council does set the policy. Not the mayor, not the administrator, but the city council. So it's your job to set the policy. Whatever the policy you set, that's what I'll carry out.
Okay, so in tonight's meeting, what we heard from Rob was that he sought to find a policy procedure for snow removal, and none existed. If we don't have one, we need to develop one. And that would be with the Public Works Director and the mayor, who's acting as a city administrator, to get that done. And then we either accept it or we don't accept it. Okay. But we do need to have something that you can say, well, here's our procedure, here's what we plan to do. As far as cars being parked on the street, there's a lot of other communities that deal with that, that we could, you know, glean information from and stuff. The one comment I want to make about that is, there's a lot of vehicles parked on streets that don't ever move.
Can I address that? I'm just going to wait till you resolve the first one.
Go ahead.
Our current ordinance has benefited certain areas through town that you can't park certain times of the year, that you can or can't. But then the piece that's most important right now, and the only tool we have to address that, is street storage of vehicles. And that's 25 days. If it doesn't move, we can tow it and write a ticket. They do it again, we can tow it and write a higher price ticket. I like that idea that the mayor brought up, that if it snowed, if there's standing snow on the ground, they need removed. Because every year we run into this, and we quickly identify which cars haven't moved all year.
Yeah.
And if, as you drive down Fort Forth and some of these others, you'll see cars that aren't gonna move until that stuff's moved. But they weren't moving anyways. If, you know, at council's direction, we'll make it a priority, start chalking the tires, and if they're not moving, I'm not going to come to council and suggest that we just write tickets.
we would tow the car and write the ticket, because that changes the behavior that we need to change. Writing a ticket, and in a lot of cases, people are just going to ignore it. We actually believe that there's cars parked out of people, you know, they've moved. They've left the car. Until the tabs expire, we don't see it as abandoned. But the 25-day, we can tow them and write a ticket at that point.
How about if they're parking the wrong way?
That's an immediate ticket. That's left wheel to curb, and that's an immediate ticket.
The city has an ordinance against that.
It's partially.
There's two of them on 4th that have been there. They're there all the time, 4th and Hamlet.
You know, the corner of 4th and Fircrest, there's cars that are parked there that have been parked there for 3 years. Right on the corner that obstruct your view coming up the hill, going.
He moves them every once in a while. I rotate them. I go by them every day.
Yeah.
And well, we would actually suggest the community members contact us. We would identify them on a case-by-case basis, go out. But, I mean, to go around the entire town chalking every tire is about impossible.
Yeah.
We don't have the staff for it. But if it's on a case-by-case, as people call us, we would look into it, mark them, and, you know, be prepared. Left wheel to curb is an easy one, but that's not towable. That's just a ticket.
No, Spokane, and this is just thrown out, they do it. Certain days you park on the east side, and certain so they can plow. Certain days they park on the west side, and if you are there on that day,
even days and odd days,
right.
I think they do.
Yep, right. And yeah. If you're there on that day, you're towed and ticketed over there. So I don't know if that's something that
if council wants to
we want to look
a recommendation,
into,
or you'd like us to come with a recommendation. You tell me.
Well, that would be harder because our town is so small that they plow it. They can usually plow it, in, you know, in an 8-hour period.
That's true.
We do have a significant problem with previous planning, where there is inadequate parking, and we've got. I mean, as we build new homes, we better be building more parking in them.
Yeah, I've got a 1950s house, and I've got a really skinny single drive, and I can get two cars in there, and then my both my kids have cars and they're on the street, but they move constantly, but they always park in the same spot. You know, it's just one of those deals.
You have the knowledge of what you're capable of doing, so I'd like to hear recommendations from you.
We'll bring a recommendation to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
To Rob's situation here, you know, hearing you talk, you were saying if the city were to do something, and then we're going to pass on the cost to them. Did I hear you right here?
Well, I mean, the city's going to have to absorb the cost then.
Okay, so you can know, Rob, if that's it.
It happens every,
yeah.
You know, few years.
But that's what I mean. That's what we have to talk about. Are we going to absorb that? Because if I'm a business owner and you're going to pass on the cost to me, I'm going to say no way.
Yeah,
I'll hire a backhoe for $85 an hour. I'll get it done for an hour.
It didn't hit me right either.
$300-$400 bucks for the city to clear it.
So we have this event one every 4 years. Even if we had one right after the other for 4 years in a row, we plan for it, we budget for it, we have a policy to deal with it, so that when it does happen, we know that. You know, the public works people know that their responsibilities are to be here. And I, again, Sean, I commend you for getting that started and doing that, because that would have been up in the air previously. But you knew that something was going to happen, and you prepared for it to happen. But I think we need to go further and say, okay, look, guys, this is part of your responsibility, and you're going to be required to do this. And
so John, that means, okay, they've already worked 22-hour shift. That means we're either hiring more people.
You plan for it, Corey, then you rotate. You rotate people. You don't have to have all six of them out there all at one time. And two people in the vehicle with them. You plan for it. You figure out how you're going to do it, and you do it.
What happened here, though, it's an odd year because you plowed. You cleaned, you plowed, you cleaned. You know,
it was terrible Saturday. Friday and Saturday was terrible. It was, you were just chasing.
Yeah, you chased both ways.
Doing.
Yeah.
But you had to at least be doing something. Mm-hmm. But let's say you put, you know, you got 20 people down there working, whatever. You put 10 of them in a rig for 8 hours. Then they go home. They get some rest. They get some sleep. They get some dinner. And another 10 take over and do the work for 8 hours. Then they leave and the others come back. So you don't have them all there and working 24 straight, you know? They rotate.
So we didn't have a 24-hour shift? I mean, we didn't have a three shift, 24 hours going?
No, you heard what he said.
Like 8 hours and then?
We have eight pieces of equipment. They were all running for 22 hours.
Straight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it gets hard.
Yeah.
When you're running 22 hours and then who's going to go clean sidewalk after that?
Sure.
I mean, you're more prone for an accident if you're going to run.
As a business, like, we budget for this every year also. I mean, we expect it. Sometimes we get lucky, like this year had been a really nice year, but.
That's why I said, the mayor said, well, we'll have to pass on the cost. That's when Rob, you know, has to listen to this, because if we're going to pass on the cost, it's going to be a lot higher than you cleaning it yourself. Now, if we want to budget for it, like you said, John, you know, because it happens there once every 3-4 years, and then we budget for it. We just figure out how many blocks it's going to be and do it. But if we do it for one, we're going to do it for all.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
So my thought is, you get the plowing done, and then these guys get some rest. Well, now you got that snow there. Now you can go back and remove the snow. You don't go out there and especially remove it right then. I mean, you can't do that. They got to be out there, get the roads open, and then, you know, they can't keep working 22 hours. So then they need a rest, and then they can go back and remove that section or whatever.
I think we should hear from Terry what is reasonable, what he can reasonably do.
Commit to, because for us to tell him what he needs to commit to, like if even on Saturday, if he would have fired out to the middle, there would have been no time for him to come back and clean up the middle.
Not Saturday, but
Sunday.
Or Sunday, but he could have got to it Monday. And really, that work needs to be taken care of at night when there's nobody on the roads. And your window of opportunity is midnight to 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to get that kind of work done.
That's usually fun.
And that's a matter of two or three guys with two or three pieces of equipment.
I remember a couple times in Moses Lake. You know, talk about Moses Lake doing it and stuff, and working over there that night and the next morning, those center mounds, it was a weather thing, froze solid. And nobody could turn left. You got everybody going down at a red light, trying to make red light U-turns, coming back up. And then you got all this special equipment out there trying to break this stuff apart. And it was a mess.
That's another problem. Yeah.
It was a mess. If it freezes overnight before they can get it out of the center, and I agree, I understand. I plow my business. We budget for it, and we do it. I mean, I totally understand what you're saying. You have a little bit different than I do with my business. I got a little bit of room, but I, you know, the pushing it out to the center, if there's any amount of time between ice rink and that stuff freezing hard, we're opening up a large window.
Yeah, you got ice cubes until March.
Yeah.
In the center of the ice cube lane dividers.
There's a solution. So, there's a solution for this. We just need to figure out what the solution is. Yeah.
And like Maria said, I think we need to get Terry here and talk to Terry. You know, pre-warn Terry. This is what we're looking at. You know, come up with some ideas.
I'm sure
he's aware. Throw Ryan back there. Let's get some ideas going.
He's aware of it.
Talk about it and see.
Well, considering
he has a better idea, and then go from there.
Considering the severity of the weather, I thought the Public Works Department did a heck of a
phenomenal.
They always do.
We're not coming down on them.
No,
we're not coming down on them at all.
There's got to be some other way to work this.
So the other thing Rob brought up was the sidewalks.
That's something I think we ought to look into, see if we can get a little machine.
Well, if we can minimize the amount that goes on the sidewalk, then we don't have to deal with it. If he's got a 6-foot drift in his, you know, in front of his door, but we didn't cause it because it was a natural event, then Rob, shovel your own doorway out, you know. But if we're throwing snow up there and piling it up in front of his doorway, and you're talking about freezing conditions and icing him in, then that's not right either.
One of the issues, I think, when we had that really heavy winter a few years ago, we were still plowing to the curb as, not plowing to the curb, we were plowing just outside of the curb. And all the snow was getting piled in the parking lane. And I know that you in particular, I think you came and talked to us then or two, was that then you've got those piles, you have no place for the cars to park. And if they did park along there, kind of half in and half out of the parking, then the people had to try to climb over those piles to get to the businesses, which is hazardous for the customers. You know, and they tried to, I remember that they tried to chisel out a little walkway, but I mean, it just that doesn't work either. I mean, and that might work in the areas where you've got parking lane, but you'll have other parking. We could plow to the parking lane, but that area that's going to be the new commercial area is just, you know, it's a conundrum.
Yeah, third to fourth, I mean, you wouldn't have no parking in the front. Then how are you going to get to businesses there?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have no parking in the back.
When we get a plan together and they bring it in front of us,
yeah,
we all have to understand that it's going to be a difficult situation to deal with, and then that's how we will address the plan.
Did you have another comment, Rob?
Yeah, I'd love to just kind of respond to some of that stuff. So first off, I do think that what I'm suggesting really is for the typical snowfall, you know, a couple inches here, there. I know that this is not a typical weekend, and sometimes you have to say we can't follow our normal plan because it won't allow us to. No matter what, because of that drift, I was going to have to get someone to come in and take care of my snow. It wasn't deposited from the street. Mother Nature brought that from the other side of town. And but one of the things I was thinking about, let's just say that Commercial Tire hires someone to come in and clean up their sidewalk, clean up the gutter and everything, and take that snow away. But I didn't. And the realty place next to me didn't. And we just threw it out on the street. Where's that snow going to end up when the plows come by again? It's going to end up on Commercial Tire's sidewalk, and that's not fair to Commercial Tire when they pay for it. I mean, it has to be all or nothing, right? For some people to pick and choose. And if I have a parking lot, I understand that I have to budget for that. But I'm just talking about my sidewalk. I'm willing to take care of my sidewalk. Where I struggle with is knowing that I'm moving snow that was really halfway across the street, but I have to take care of it. A business like you're talking about that has a parking lot, it's not getting snow pushed all the way into it from the street. Just the edges of it are. So it is a little bit different situation. But I do understand that sometimes there's circumstances where Public Works has to be given a pass where they're working around the clock just to try to make it happen. And when it comes to residents, I don't have any problem with it at the residents. I can throw it in my lawn. I have somewhere to put that snow. And I agree. I think they did a great job. Matter of fact, they got to my house, my street, so fast that I was surprised. Personally, my side streets there, I think it could have waited. I didn't need to go anywhere, and I know some people do, but most people were holed up on Saturday. You know? People weren't going around very much. So
And I think one of the things that they do, well, I know that the way they do it is they go out and they get their arterials first, and they get main streets. And then they start going through in grid areas in the residences. And then once that's done, if it's still snowing, they go back and hit the arterials again, and they just keep kind of circling. So, you know, it's nice that we're small enough that they can do that, and that your side streets get cleared, and everybody's side streets get cleared. But, you know, that's just the way I know that they do those things is they do cycle through there, and so it's nice for us that, that we can still do that.
I think you're right. I think that it's unique to a small town.
Yeah.
I think I talked to a friend in Richland, and he said, well, there's side streets that aren't even plowed still.
Oh.
And if we really focused on our main streets, that really is what we see when people see when they come into our town, I'd be okay with my residential street taking longer if I knew Main Street, though, is really cleaned up and looks nice. I would be, personally, as one resident, I'd be okay with that. So I know it comes down to policy and having the manpower, but I just wanted to respond to that. Thank you for giving me the chance.
So what I hear you saying, Council, is you want me to get together with the Chief and Public Works Director, and then we'll have a discussion, and they'll be back at the next Council meeting. Okay. And with that, we have no further business to come before the Council, so I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:30 p.m.